Music Map, tomorrow afternoon from 1:30. Listen on Radio 3 or whenever you like on BBC Sounds.
It's 9:30 here on Radio 3, so let's hand over to Lopa Qatari.
Welcome to Music Planet, BBC Radio 3's home of global rhythms and roots music from right across the world, in our new slot of 9:30. Our first stop today is Kinshasa for some classic Congo funk. What's not to love? The unmistakable sound of Congolese music and orchestra OK Jazz, led by the legendary Congo colossus Franco. Kiwita Kumunani is one of the gems on the latest album from champion crate diggers Analog Africa, called Congo Funk, Sound Madness from the Shores of the Mighty Congo River, Kinshasa to Brazzaville, 1969 to 1982, that came out just yesterday. What a great title, and you should see the cover artwork. It is ferociously vibrant. Well, coming up this Saturday night, the simply ethereal voice of my guest in the studio, Ganavia. Our classic artist this week is the legendary Earl Scruggs. We've got new releases from Martin Simpson, Fran and Flora, to name just two. And I have a little something from Togo's latest sensations, Nana Benz. More about them later on. But first, this coming Monday, the 8th of April, is International Roma Day. So, courtesy of the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, here's part of a concert from a Polish band called Dekanda, recorded at the Urkut Festival in Sweden last year. Dekanda's music, whilst pretty global, is heavily influenced by the Balkans and the Roma community, all originals that sound traditional. This is Ushtio. Poland's Dekanda, recorded live in Sweden at the Urkult Festival by our colleagues at the EBU, and a song there to mark International Roma Day, which is this coming Monday. Now, one of the albums out this month, in fact next week, is from multi-award-winning English folk roots musician Martin Simpson, and it's on the truly legendary Topic Records that celebrates its 85th anniversary this year. The album is called Sky Dancers, and it has a selection of Simpson originals, plus a handful of ballads plucked from the 18th century UK folk songbook, and some songs from more recent folksters, such as Bob Dylan and June Tabor. This is one of the oldies, Alan Tyne of Harrow, the song of a highwayman who didn't come to a very good end.
Gallant highwayman, my name is Tyne of Harrow. I come of poor but honest folk, nigh to the hills of Yarrow. Forgetting of a maid with child, to England I come over, and I left my parents and became a bold undaunted rover. And it's straight to London I did go, where I became a soldier, resolved to fight Britannia's foes. No champion could be bolder. They sent me to a foreign shore, where cannons loud did rattle. Believe me, boys, I do not boast how I behaved in battle, but it's many's the battle I was in Holland and French Flanders. I always fought with courage keen, led on by brave commanders, till a cruel ensign called me out, and I was flogged and carted. Cruel the usage they give me, and so I soon deserted. I did sail as fast as wind could heave me, resolved that of my liberty no man would e'er relieve me. I slept by night in open fields, by all old friends forsaken, and I did not walk the roads by day for fear I should be taken. But being of a courage keen, likewise able-bodied, I robbed Lord Lowndes on the King's Highway with my pistols heavy loaded. I clapped the pistols to his chest, which caused him for to quiver. £500 in ready gold to me he did deliver. And with part of my new store of gold, I bought a famous gelding. He could jump o'er a five-bar gate. I bought him from Ned Fielding. Lord Arkenstone in his fine coach I robbed in Covent Garden, and 2 hours later, that same night, I robbed the Earl of Warren. The revenue collector, and the money that I took I gave to a widow to protect her. I only robbed the rich and great, to rob the poor I scorned, and now they lead me to my fate in iron chains adorned. It's straight to Newgate I am bound, and by the law indicted, to hang at Tyburn Trees, my fate of which I'm most affrighted. Farewell, my friends and countrymen, my native hills of Yarrow. Kind Providence will test the fate of Alan Tyne of Harrow.
Martin Simpson, an absolute legend on the UK folk scene and a prolific recording artist. I think he's been releasing albums almost every other year since he started. That was a track from his 12th solo album, Sky Dancers, out on the 12th of April on Topic Records. Well, I'm Lopa Katari and this is Music Planet. Here with me in the studio is a remarkable woman with an equally remarkable voice. Her name is Ganavia, and she's brought with her Rajna Swaminathan on piano and Maria Grand on tenor sax. We're going to be talking a little later on in the programme, but for now, they're ready to strike up a song for us. And Ganavia, I believe it's called A Child Sees. Would you tell us a little bit about it?
Of course. I think maybe sometimes, this is something my grandmother and my mother used to say, sometimes a truth is best spoken of from the side, that humanity sometimes does not have a great capacity of just facing the truth when it's put in front of you. And very often I grew up with people speaking about difficult things in stories, in non-direct stories or in metaphor. This song was born from a place of me trying to speak about something directly, and then seeing if I could sing about it from the side. There's an invitation for those listening to close their eyes, sing along with us, but also just listen to the sounds behind the sounds.
Beautiful. Well, let's hear it. A Child Sees.
A child sees fire. A child sees fire.
Beautifully mellow song there. A Child Sees, just the first of a few songs this evening from my guest on today's Music Planet, Ganavya, who has been beguiling audiences of late. Well, next up, two albums, both being released on the 12th. The first is from Iranian duo Malihe Moradi and Ehsan Maturi. Due to the restrictions on women performing and singing in Iran, Malihe left Iran to find her voice and settled in America, where she crossed paths with Iranian composer Ehsan Maturi. Moved by her life story, Ehsan began writing songs based on Malihe's memories. This album, Our Sorrow, is the result. And this song is In the Name of You.
Verkäufen die Sapuschkelach und fahren auf die Troschkelach, ab mit dir in einem zu sein. Euch und dir und du und mir, wie ein Klemke ohne Tier, geht selle Feigele mein.
Thank you.
A track there from Fran and Flora's second duo album, Precious Collection, out next week on Hidden Notes. And Fran and Flora are going to be coming into the studio later this month to talk about the album and share some of the music that has influenced them. And following on quite neatly from that is a tune from Sam Lee. Flora used to be part of Sam Lee's band. Well, Sam's album, Song Dreaming, is a continuation of his conversation, if you will, with the land. A keen climate activist, his albums have built on his concern for the natural world. And in Song Dreaming, his connection with the earth is palpable. It's rich, emotional, and breathes life back into these ancient songs that were sung by those who worked on the land. This is Meeting is a Pleasant Place that features the debut recording of Trans Voice, a London-based transgender choir.
Meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. I'll go down to yonder's valley. It is there I will sit and sing. I'll sit and sing for you, my love, from morning, noon till night. And from morning, noon till night, my love, it is there I will sit and sing. Circles round our lives. Put your arms round me. Measure England's miles with me, oh friend. Our walk is our release. For meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. I go down to yonder's valley. It is there I will sit and sing. Scores for sea, from your mountains down to your sea. Song dreaming opens wonder paths, enchants your melody. For meeting is a pleasant place between my love and I. Yonder's valley, it is there I will sit and sing. I'll sit and sing for you, my love, from morning noon till night. And from morning noon till night, my love, it is there I will sit and sing. May the sun gently on your face, the wind blow from behind, the ground be soft in her embrace, and all you meet be kind. Meeting is a pleasant place between my morning.
morning, noon till night. And from morning, noon till night, my love, it is there I will sit and sing.
Gosh, I could listen to Sam Lee's voice all day. That was a song from his album Song Dreaming, out now on Cooking Vinyl. And right about now, he's probably on stage at the Gate in Cardiff. If you're in Southampton tomorrow, you can catch him there at the Turner Sims. Also playing next week, I've got a little bit of a gig roundup for you. Nithin Sawhney, who is just recovering from heart surgery, so do check online if there have been any changes to his schedule. He's due to play at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow tomorrow, Sunday, the 7th of April. Then the Town Hall, Birmingham on Monday, Brighton Dome on Tuesday, Alexandra Palace Theatre, London on Thursday. Also making her way round the UK right now is Faye Heald. She's at the Hare and Hounds, Birmingham tomorrow, then New Headingley Club in Leeds on Monday, and the Rheingun Sisters playing at the Widcombe Social Club in Bath on Sunday, which is tomorrow, and Cuffin Manor, Haverford West, on Wednesday, the 10th of April. Well, one band I'm really looking forward to seeing is the latest sensation to come out of Togo. They're called Nana Bens de Togo, five friends who all grew up in Togo and whose music carries the message of respect for the planet at its heart. They're going to be at WOMAD this year, when I hope to grab some time with them backstage, so watch this space. For now, here they are, and Cuckoo from their album Ago.
Si je parais,
ne m'appelle pas.
Si je m'en vais,
ne m'appelle pas.
Si je parais,
ne m'appelle pas.
Si je pars et je ne reviens plus,
ne m'appelle pas Coucou.
Oh, 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 oh.
Coucou n'est pas mon nom.
Ne m'appelle pas Coucou. Si je m'en vais,
ne m'appelle pas.
Mais je vais te
dire,
si je pars et je ne reviens plus,
ne m'appelle pas Coucou.
Oh, 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 oh.
Coucou n'est pas mon nom.
Oui, ne m'appelle pas Coucou. Hey,
Coucou n'est pas mon nom.
Aha, c'est.
le le la la.
Nana Benz du Togo, a great band and a great sound, with an old suitcase for a drum, PVC tubes providing that luscious bass line, and some ceremonial pots adding to their DIY approach to music. And so, back to my guest here in the studio, Ganavia, who is making quite a name for herself on the jazz and improv scene, both here and in the US, with her brand of, well, like it's, you could call it spirituals. Ganavia, welcome. We're going to chat in a bit, but first, you have another song for us. It's another one from your latest album, and it's called Our Mother Is Our Daughter Is Our Mother.
If you're hearing us out there, I invite you to sing with us. Sing as if you are in a village. Sing as if nobody except love is listening. If you need a note to sing, that note is here. Nalloli minna, nalloli.
Well, another beautiful and in many ways undescribable song there. Our mother is our daughter is our mother. Ganavya on vocals, Rajna Swaminathan on piano, and Maria Grand on tenor sax. And Ganavya, tell me first of all, I mean, you ended that song with English lyrics.
Yeah.
But what's the language you're singing in, and what are those? How do those words translate?
In Tamil, the song is Airangal Mandapathil, which translates as follows: in the thousand-pillared hall, Mother Meenachi. Meenachi Amman is the goddess who lives in Madurai, which is where my mother is from. What a sight it is to see that she is dancing in an ornate swing. But suddenly in the second line, this goddess who in the first line was your mother has now turned into your daughter, our child. And that kind of intimacy with whatever God means to any of us, but the fact that whatever the principle is that holds us in this world is something as close to us as our own mother and our own daughter.
So these are words that you've taken from a prayer or a mystic poet and then added your melody to.
No, actually, the melody is an old melody that I grew up hearing. I spent some time growing up in a village called Chengote, and there was an auntie, Bama Mami, and she would gather all the women in the village and they would sing this song.
So you were born in the US, is that right? But then you moved back to your family, your ancestral home in southern India, in Tamil Nadu?
Yes, I was born in New York. My mother had this very strong feeling that I was meant to do something, and that something was music, evidenced by the name that they gave me. My father's name is Ganesan, my mother's name is Vidya. Ganesan and Vidya form Ganavya, which is my name, which Ganan Vyapital in Tamil means one who was born to spread music. And I think the simplest and actual story is that my mother wished that she could have been a musician, and life did not give her the conditions, so she fought to give me every single advantage possible. And part of that was being born in the States. We moved to Florida hoping to convince my grandmother to come to a warmer climate, because my grandmother just flat out said, I will not be coming to New York, it's too cold. We came to Florida, it didn't really shift enough. So when I was 7, my mother said, it's time to go back home. And that's how I moved to Chengote and then eventually moved to Chennai.
So tell me a little bit about your grandmother. Was she a famous singer?
She played an instrument called the Jalatarangam, which is a pain to play. It's a it's these porcelain cups that you have to put water in each individual note. And I think that can tell you so much about my grandmother, is that she didn't turn away from loving an inconvenient thing. She had patience, immense patience. She learned music only for about a week or 10 days when she was 13, and then she was married. She gave birth to many children, and her first son died of polio, a hole in his heart. And the only way my grandmother could come back to this world after that loss was by picking up the dormant memories of a music she had learned when she was 13. And she actually only began her career around 35.
It sounds as if your entire world was drenched in music. I mean, is that how you see yourself? You know, this is why you sing as you do. This is why your lyrics are as they are.
I don't know. Every time I try to speak about music, language fails me. If I look at some of the things that women in my family have survived, I understand when they say they couldn't have survived without music. And I think it's not that dissimilar for me. If there are other people who are moved by anything I do, I am deeply grateful.
That's beautiful. So you're going to sing one more song for us called Forgive Me My.
Yes.
Will you tell me a little bit about it?
We come from a pilgrimage tradition called the Varakari Sampradaya, where you turn poems into songs. It was deep in the middle of the first wave of the pandemic, and I would just sing poems that people sent to me back to them. And one of them was this paragraph by a friend of ours, the Nigerian author Teju Cole. And in this paragraph, he talks about the memory of having lost someone. And just that one sentence became a lullaby in my heart. Forgive me my forgetfulness. No one can forget gentleness. There's something about that word, ness. It just feels like there's gentleness, tiredness, forgetfulness, loneliness. So much of life seems to be stuck in the nesses of our life. And it was just a thing to sing for someone who asked me to. But yeah, that's the song.
Well, Ganavia, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
But for now, we leave it with Forgive Me My.
Forget gentleness.
The haunting and deeply moving voice of my guest on Music Planet tonight, Ganavia, accompanied by Rajna Swaminathan on piano and Maria Grand tenor saxophone. Her album, Like the Sky, I've Been Too Quiet, is out now on Shabaka Hutchings' label, Native Rebel. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3 at our new starting time of 9:30 on a Saturday evening. So don't worry, you are on the right frequency. Now, I don't know if you remember the special Music Planet we did with Bela Fleck, but one of the things that stuck with me was him saying that it was coming across Earl Scruggs that absolutely set the course of his life and his music. So our classic artist today is none other than Mr. Earl Eugene Scruggs, who would have turned 100 this year. Born in 1924 in North Carolina into a small community in Cleveland County on the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains and Western Piedmont, land that was the heart of bluegrass music. His family were farmers, and it seemed that everyone played some kind of musical instrument. Scruggs himself took to the banjo and the finger-picking style that he'd seen played at his uncle's house when he was just six. His first radio performance came about when he was 11, and he went on to become seen as the pioneer of three-finger banjo picking, now called Scruggs style. It was in 1945, when he was 21, that his music career really took off, playing with Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys and then later with fellow member Lester Flatt as a duo, Flatt and Scruggs. Together, they recorded many songs, one of which, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, was largely responsible for bringing bluegrass into the mainstream in the 60s when it was featured in the film Bonnie and Clyde. Well, Flatt and Scruggs recorded more than 50 albums and 75 singles over their 20-year partnership. Scruggs went on to record many more, won four Grammys, plus a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, he died in 2012 at the age of 88 in Nashville. To mark what would have been his 100th birthday on the 6th of January this year, there was a memorial concert held in Nashville at which Bela Fleck, amongst others, played. So thank you once more, Bela, for kind of picking our classic artists this week. Earl Scruggs, our classic artist this week, and Foggy Mountain Breakdown that he recorded with Lester Flatt in 1948. And that's it from me for this week. Thanks again to my guest Ganavya for joining us here in the studio and to you for listening. On the show next week, Catherine Tickell presents a special concert from Jeanti Corum recorded at this year's Celtic Connections. So, to play us out tonight, here's something from those uproarious Québécoises. It's La Grandeuse Opusum from Jeanti Corum from their album La Bibournoise.
the Canadian folk band Janticorum, ending Music Planet. You can hear more from them next week. Catherine Tickell presents a specially recorded concert from Celtic Connections.
Composer of the Week on BBC Radio 3. Johannes Brahms. Join me, Kate Mollison, as I explore the life and the relationships that shaped his music. And discover the tender heart beneath the sometimes gruff exterior. Composer of the Week, Brahms, starts on Monday afternoon from 4. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
On FM, on digital, and on your smart speaker, this is BBC Radio 3. Now it's the new music show presented by Tom Service.
Tonight, Lisa Illion's An Acre Ringing Still, a shimmeringly time-warping orchestral piece. We've the world premiere performance from the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra for you right here on Radio 3. We've exclusive recordings from the Ligeti Quartet and Beast in Birmingham. The composer, bassist and vocalist Ruth Goller shares her inspirations with us, from Björk to the Bulgarian State Television Female Choir. And we've another selection of new releases for you. Music by Richard Baker and Emily Pretorius coming up soon. And starting with this one. Die Autokorrektur treibt mich noch in den Warenkorb. The autocorrect still drives me to the shopping cart. A sonic scintillation, this, from the artist known as General Magic. Thank you.